ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोचयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 85th। लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंस्ट्रक्ट्स वसुदेव। टेक्स्ट 4। यत्र येन यतो यस्य यस्मै यद्यत् यथा यदा स्यादिदं भगवान् साक्षात् प्रधानपुरुषेश्वर। यत्र येन यतो यस्य यस्मै यद्यद्यथा यदा स्यादिदं भगवान् साक्षात् प्रधानपुरुषेश्वर। यत्र येन यतो यस्य यस्मै यद्यद्यथा यदा स्यादिदं भगवान् साक्षात् प्रधानपुरुषेश्वर। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग यत्र इन विच येन बाय विच यथा फ्रॉम विच यस्य ऑफ विच यस्मै अंटू विच यद्यद् व्हाट एवर यथा हाउएवर यदा whenever syat comes into existence idam this creation, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, Sakshat, in His personal presence, Pradhana Purusha, of nature and its creator, Mahavishnu, Ishvara, the predominator. Translation in purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation: You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who manifest as the Lord of both nature and creator of nature, Mahavishnu. Everything that comes into existence, however and whenever it does so, is created within you, by you, from you, for you, and in relation to you. Purport: To casual observers, the known world appears to be produced by many different agents. A good indication of this conception is language itself, which traditional Sanskrit grammarians explain as reflecting the visible diversity of nature. In the standard Sanskrit grammar taught by the sage Panini, the verb expressing action is taken to be the essential core of a sentence, and all the other words function in relation to it. Nouns, for example, are put into any of several cases to show their particular relationship to the verb in a sentence. These relationships of noun to the verb are called karakas, namely the relations of subject, karta, who does, object, karma, what is done, instrument, karana, by which, recipient, sampradan, for or toward which, source, apadan, from or because of which, and location, adhikaran, in which. Apart from these karakas, nouns may also sometimes point to other nouns in a possessive sense, and there are also various kinds of adverbs of time, place and manner. But although language thus seems to indicate the activity of many separate agents in the manifest creation, the deeper truth is that all grammatical forms refer first of all to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, Vasudeva makes this point by glorifying his two exalted sons in terms of the different grammatical forms. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gavratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Chagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो इन दिस वर्स वसुदेव द फादर ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण इज ग्लोरिफाइंग द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कृष्ण इन अ वेरी यूनिक वे। It requires Sanskrit scholars to understand this verse. Even the translation in purport, I am not a qualified person to elaborate on this. It's very, very deep. And we can see that how Vasudev has come in this mood of awe and reverence. In deep his heart he knew that Supreme Lord Krishna, his son, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at this juncture actually we can see that he is glorifying the Supreme Lord in the mood of awe and reverence, which is very difficult to understand. And we can see that this mood was also exhibited when Lord Krishna was born. Janmashtami is approaching very soon. So Lord Krishna was born and Vasudev, he could see that he is not an ordinary child. He is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was born with jewels, ornaments, 400 fong, and the entire that room, prison room, was illuminated by light. So at that time also he was offering such prayers that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You come to annihilate miscreants. So we can see that this kind of glorification, glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead with this mood, and especially using Sankhya Yoga is very difficult to understand. First of all, Sankhya Yoga itself is very difficult to understand, and what to speak of using that philosophy and trying to glorify the Lord. And 2 days before also Madhavan Prabhu explained how Sankhya and Yoga, Sankhya Yoga Pratakbala Pravadantina Pandita, that Sankhya means the analytical study of this material nature, material world, and trying to understand what is the root cause. Otherwise one may study various elements, especially in today's world, science will explain only the gross elements. That is the study. And to some extent they may go to a little higher level, metaphysical level. And they try to relate, there is some relationship, there is some science behind this. And they can discover whatever is already existing. They cannot create something new. And here we can see that Vasudev, he had this full understanding that this material nature and the creator of this nature, Mahavishnu, that is, everything is coming from the Supreme Lord. That is more higher understanding. To understand how this material world is created in its true form or in its true understanding is one thing. And of course, various religions also give various concepts of creation, how the world was created, because that is a big mystery. Nobody was existing in the beginning, right? No scientist was present. But still, we want to understand how this material world has been created. So that curiosity is there in everyone's heart. And when one tries to understand through empirical knowledge or through some experiments and conclusions, one will not come to the right conclusion how this material world has been created. So therefore, one has to hear from the right authorities. Even in the material world, we may take any example of any creation, a simple watch, wrist watch. And somebody may speculate that it has been created by chance. Some other, it came into existence. I found it. Can somebody believe it? Nobody can believe it. Because behind this small creation, there has been so much intelligence involved. So, behind the great creation, this gigantic creation of material planets, which are floating in the space, they're revolving perfectly in their orbits with so fine precision. So it is very difficult to come to that conclusion that it has come by chance. So that is first understanding that there has to be some creator, supreme creator, who has such great power of creating such big gigantic planets. There has to be someone. It cannot just come automatically. That is a logical understanding. And when one goes more higher, when one is in knowledge, when one comes to the perfect understanding of knowledge, then one will realize that yes, there has to be supreme person who has created this, who was in the beginning existing. When this creation was not existing, he has to exist. Because if he is going to create, he has to exist before that. So he has to be there in the very beginning. And if we relate that with our scriptures, how, because the scriptures, they give the code language of the entire creation, how this world has been manifested. The first creation, Sarga, then secondary creation by Brahma, Visarga. So there is a perfect explanation about the creation in Srimad Bhagavatam. And even in Brahma Sanhita, Lord Brahma, who was the first born living entity in this mortal world, he begins the glorification of the Supreme Lord by the very, very wonderful verse, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. That Ishvara Parama Krishna, Krishna is the Param Ishwar. He is not just any ordinary Ishvara controller. He is a Param Ishvara. Satchidananda Vigraha. He has a form, eternal, full of knowledge. Anadi Radhir Govinda. He does not have any beginning. Adir Govinda. He is the cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karana. So that is the very important understanding, the fundamental understanding of God. That He is the cause of all causes. Otherwise one may come to that kind of cycle. Who came first? The chicken came first or the hen? The egg came first. Because somebody may think that then there has to be somebody in the beginning before who has created God. But God doesn't need anybody to create Him. Therefore He is God. Janmadhyasyatha. He is the beginning of everything. Nobody is equal to Him or nobody is above Him. So that is the beginning. That is the explanation. And that's also very logical. Because He is the beginning of everything. That person has to be God. If somebody claims that He is God, then is He beginning of everything? Is there some beginning for Him? If there is a beginning, that means He is not God. So, Lord, when He appears in this mortal world, it may appear that He had a father. Vasudev, Devaki, father, mother, He accepted them. So somebody may think that, oh, Vasudev is father, Devaki is His mother. But that is for our understanding. He takes birth as an ordinary human being. Manushyam tannum ashrita. Manushyam tanum ashrita. That Lord Krishna is explaining that I appear as a human being. As a human being, not a human being. There is a difference. So therefore one has to understand this very clearly. And in Srimad Bhagavatam also, there is a great elaborate description of Sankhya Yoga, analytical study of this material nature. How these 24 elements, Bhumi, Apo, Analo, Vayu, Kham, Mano, Buddhi, Racha, five sense objects, five knowledge acquiring senses, five working senses, all these elements, how they have come. That is a great elaborate explanation. And we may have understanding of only gross elements. And we may engineer them and make some different products. But fundamentally, if somebody thinks that who has created these material elements, who has created that? So there is, one cannot give a proper explanation. one may just come to the conclusion that it has come by chance. So here Vasudev is explaining in a very, very different way that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who manifest as the Lord of both nature and creator of nature, Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu, if somebody doesn't have the understanding of who is Mahavishnu, then there is explanation in Brahma Sanhita. Yasyaika nishvasita kala mathavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha Vishnur Mahansa Yasya Kala Vishesha Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That Mahavishnu, from whose pores of his body, when he is exhaling, great Brahmandas are coming. Brahmandas, which are gigantic universes, they are coming out of his nostril. Just take a niche as he exhales. All these Brahmandas are coming. And such Mahavishnu is plenary expansion of the Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna. So one can understand that how, what is the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. And Mahavishnu, when he, from his exhalation, all these universes come, then again he enters into each and every universe as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And each and every atom. So we can understand that the Supreme Lord is, in his expansion as Paramatma, he is present everywhere. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham. That every atom, and within the, between two atoms, the Supreme Lord, as his personal expansion, Paramatma, is present. And yogis, they try to meditate on Paramatma within the heart. They try to reach to that understanding. But even they cannot reach the tip of the toe of the Supreme Lord. Even they may try for many, many lifetimes. Panthasu koti shatavasara sampravanya vayurathapi manaso muni pungavana sopyas yat prapadasin vichintatattva govinda madhi purusham tamam bhajami. That they may try to do pranayam, yoga, asanas, and try to understand, go more deeper. But still, if Krishna does not want to reveal, then even the great yogis cannot understand. And in the previous verse, Vasudeva was trying to address Lord Krishna as Mahayogin. Krishna Mahayogin. He is a great yogi, the supreme yogi, best of the yogis. Sankarshana Sanatan. So therefore, Sankhya Yoga, which brings one to the understanding that the cause of all these 24 elements is the Supreme Lord. It is like trying to understand a tree. The tree has its roots, branches, flowers, fruits, leaves. So trying to understand tree is like Sankhya Yoga. And what is the source of the tree? How this tree has come? From the root. The root is not there, then the tree cannot exist. So therefore, trying to come to that conclusion that yes, root of this 24 elements is supreme law. That is the right understanding of Sankhya Yoga. That means the study of Sankhya Yoga is complete. He has understood that yes, he has found out that this is a source. From this source the tree has grown. If somebody doesn't come to that conclusion, he may just keep studying the tree for lifetime and still may keep speculating that yes, this tree has so many leaves, so many nice fruits, and how this photosynthesis is happening, and so many things one may keep on experimenting. But the right understanding is the root. Coming to the root, that means his understanding is complete. So therefore, root is the cause of the tree. So therefore, the cause of this material creation is the supreme law. And yoga, Sankhya yoga, Prithak Bala, yoga, Srila Prabhupada translate this word as devotional service. The purpose of Sankhya Yoga is to find out the root of the tree, and purpose of devotional service is to water the root of the tree. That means to perform devotional service. When somebody has come to the understanding, yes, this is a root, then what one must do? One must water the root of the tree. If one waters at the root, then all the leaves, all the branches, all flowers, they'll get nourished. So therefore, one who is a true yogi, he understands that yes, worshipping the Supreme Lord in unalloyed devotional service is the highest purpose of life. Because that is like watering the root of the tree. Somebody waters the root of the tree, then everyone gets benefited. So therefore, the devotional service is therefore so much powerful. Because one cannot imagine the benefits derived from devotional service. Somebody may analytically try to understand, he may get benefited. His intellectual understanding will increase tremendously. Some yogi may try to meditate within the heart, he will get benefited personally. But when devotee is performing devotional service, not only he is benefited, but his many, many generations before him and after him, they get benefited. Because he is performing a great service, higher service, he is watering the root of the tree. And therefore those who are connected with him also get benefited. So therefore, that is the power of devotional service. And therefore the soul within the body is so powerful, because when that soul desires, then the entire material world appears differently. The soul is covered with ignorance, then the entire material world appears to be eternal in a different way, in the sense that in ignorance also one thinks that this will go on eternally. This material life will go on eternally. That is very gross type of ignorance. And one thinks that he is the body. and in relationship to the body, everything in relation to the body are his own. That is the grossest ignorance. But when that soul situates himself in his own constitutional position, then one can see this material world in a completely different way. One can see in a completely different way, in the sense that he knows that the soul is eternal. I am eternal, I am the soul, I am eternal. This material body is temporary. This material body will undergo so many changes. Birth, old age, disease, death. Nobody can stop that. Or Dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara. Kaumaram yavanam jara. This soul goes through various, this body. There are so many phases of this body. In the beginning, kaumaram, small child. Then yavanam, youth. And then the old age. And Lord Krishna explains that dhiras tatrana muhyati, one who is a sober person, one who has understood that this body will undergo changes, I cannot stop it. Otherwise, after certain years, when somebody looks in the mirror and they see that, oh, this white hair somewhere in the middle, and what is the reaction? Oh, why this has appeared here? And sometimes people may dye them. I mean, they just want to make up something. Or somebody may just remove that from the root, thinking that it will hide my old age. But it's not going to change, actually. We cannot reverse it. Old age means the white teeth become black and black hair become white. That is old age. So we cannot avoid that. One has to accept. But one who is a sober person, who understands that these changes will happen and I should continue devotional service, he will not get bewildered. And that is a great assurance Lord Krishna gives. Jara marana mokshaya mama shritya yatantiye. Those who want to become free from old age and death, they take my shelter. Because ultimately the Supreme Lord only can deliver us from the cycle of birth and death. So, therefore, the yogis, the real yogis, the bhakti yogis, they will engage in the devotional service of the Lord. And therefore, to come to the process of devotional service itself is so difficult. So fortunate, one has to be so fortunate to come to the process of devotional service. Because that is the ultimate junction, one can say, that now your flight, you are going to fly in the higher realms. That is the final destination point you have reached. Now it is just few years or maybe few lifetimes. We cannot say that I will go in this lifetime. And it is a matter of elevating our consciousness. It is not just the externals. That okay, I am doing chanting, I am doing worship, and then I'm qualified now to go back home, back to Godhead. It may not happen immediately. When that will be decided by the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord will decide when to give that higher understanding. We cannot barge in the kingdom of God. So, but once, but if somebody is serving with sincerity, sincere, serious and no ulterior motives, somebody is sincerely serving and is serious about devotional service and no ulterior motives, when Lord sees that yes, now this soul is sincerely serving, is serious about going back home back to Godhead, he knows that what it means to go back home back to Godhead. We may have some our understanding of going back home back to Godhead. Once I asked one devotee, why you want to go back home back to Godhead? He did not have any answer. Because our understanding is that, oh, I may steal the tiffin of Lord Krishna or something, Mahaprasad or something. But going back home back to Godhead is not a small thing. One has to be, one has to develop that sincere service attitude. When Lord Krishna sees that yes, he is really sincere and he is really qualified, he will, he is now eligible. Just like any big companies, when employees are recruited, so many criteria are seen, right? They are qualified, they are honest, they are truthful, they will work in a team. So many things are considered. Whether they will follow faithfully, they will take the responsibility. So many criteria are there. Then only one is allowed. And that's just a material example. Just a material example. Just to get materially qualified, one has to pass so many tests. One has to prove that yes, I will serve. You please take me in your company. I will serve you. Unconditionally, faithfully. Right? So what to speak of going back home, back to Godhead, eternally. So that will be awarded, that matchless gift will be awarded when one is really sincere, one is really serious and one does not have ulterior motives. So here Vasudev is already in the internal energy of the Lord. It is not that he is a sadhana bhakta, sadhana siddha bhakta. He is a nitya siddha bhakta. But still, sometimes Krishna can put a different covering and one is glorifying in this way. He is saying that everything that comes into existence, however and whenever it does so, is created within you. So he has complete understanding that everything is within the Supreme Lord. By you. That from you everything is existing, created. From you. For you. Everything is for his pleasure. And in relationship to you. So, in this way one, Vasudev has this full understanding that this creation, creation is made possible by the Supreme Lord, and the purpose of creation also is for the ultimate pleasure of the Lord. The living entity may be appear to be enjoyer in this material world. Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that Prakrutim Purusham Chaiva Vidya Anadi Ubhavapi Vikaramsha Gunashchaiva Vidhi Prakruti Sambhavan. Material nature and living entities should be understood to be beginningless. Their transformations and the modes of nature are products of material nature. So Prakrutim Purusha, 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is very nicely explained that how this material nature and a living entity. Living entity is called as Purusha sometimes. There are two Purushas. Lord Krishna makes it more clear in the later verses. In one sense, the living entity is called Purusha because of his desire. He has come into this mortal world and he takes various forms, because in the later verse it comes, Purusha Prakruti Stohi Bhunte Prakruti Rjam Guna Karanam Guna Sangasya Sadasad Yoni Janmasu. The living entity in the mortal nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that mortal nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. So the soul is transmigrating through so many species. So many species of life, the soul is transmigrating. And it takes various forms. Srila Prabhupada explains that sometimes the soul takes the form of a dog. And when that soul is in the form of dog, then he must act according to that external covering. He has to bark, he has to run after the bone. So when he becomes demigod, he must act like a demigod. So therefore, this mortal conditioning or the bodily conception of life is very, very strong. And when one comes to the human form of life, and especially to the process of devotional service, all this knowledge, the great transcendental knowledge, this divine knowledge, can become more clear. One can have very clear understanding of what is the process of this devotional service, how to practice this, how to perfect our life. So therefore this knowledge has been coming in a proper disciplic succession. Yesterday was disappearance of Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was one of the six Goswamis, direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when he came, he gave this philosophy of Achinta Bhedabhed Tattva, simultaneously one and difference. There was so much confusion about what is the right thing, what is the truth, what is our nature. There is so much confusion even in today's world. People are not aware that they are the soul. They think that they are the mortal body and it will go on eternally. So therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and cleared that conception, made it, brought lot of clarity. And he personally wrote only 8 verses, Shikshashtakam. He could have written so many elaborate books, but then he entrusted his disciples to elaborate, to extract the essence of scriptures. And Srila Rupa Goswami, who actually understood the mind of Lord Chaitanya, Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Srila Rupa Goswami understood the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One has to receive a great mercy of the Lord to understand the mind of the Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Srila Rupa Goswami to write. And he wrote so many wonderful scriptures, literatures, Vedic literatures. Upadeshamrut, Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu. It goes too much into deeper understanding of devotional service. how to perform devotional service, what are the finer things, what are the do's, what are the don'ts, what are the favorable things, what are unfavorable things. And Srila Prabhupada comes into that line. Srila Prabhupada is perfect Rupanuga. Because before going to West, Srila Prabhupada was staying in Vrindavan, in Radha Damodar Mandir, in front of the Samadhi of Srila Rupa Goswami. And he was praying intensely, please give me the strength to carry out the order of my spiritual master. My spiritual master has given me a very tall order to go to the Western world and give the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the place where Srila Prabhupada was praying to Srila Rupa Goswami. Because without the mercy of the great acharyas, great souls, spiritual master, one cannot understand the finer aspects of devotional service. One cannot enter. One may get theoretical understanding, or one may even speak on lot of rasa tattva, but entering into that platform is not possible. It is only possible by the mercy of the great Vaishnavas. So Srila Prabhupada was praying to Srila Rupa Goswami to give the strength. And we can see that how wonderfully Srila Prabhupada has written these books. And what is the proof? Proof is in the results. We can see that by reading these books, so many people's lives have been transformed. They have come to the path of devotional service. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada made it so easily available through the books, through the chanting of the holy name, by constructing temples. Prabhupada made this process very simple. Simple and blissful. Therefore, day before yesterday, Madhavan Prabhu was also telling that what is the final essence? We can just conclude in one sentence. Srila Prabhupada has summarized everything. Chant and be happy. Simple. Doesn't take much. So therefore, if you pray to Srila Prabhupada, previous acharyas, Srila Radha Gopinath, to continue in the devotional service, then we have some hope and we can understand such difficult verses coming in the Srimad Bhagavat. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? Kantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.